This is Houston Matters. I'm Craig Cohen. This month has already been a rough ride for visitors to a pair of amusement parks. One week ago today, a roller coaster at Carowinds Park in Charlotte, North Carolina was shut down after parkgoers noticed a crack in the coaster's structure. Video showed it starting to give as the coaster rolled by. And last Sunday, a roller coaster in Wisconsin got stuck at the apex of a loop, stranding passengers upside down for several hours. Of course, Houstonians don't have to worry about such things because, well, we don't have a major amusement park. We used to, but Six Flags closed Astroworld in 2005, and in the 18 years since, there's been talk but little action over developing a new major theme park here. Dwindling attendance was largely to blame for Astroworld's demolition and the sale of the land across 610 from NRG Park, and yet that land still sits undeveloped. So, why can't Houston have nice things like a big amusement park? Here to speculate on the answer and to join us as we remember the days when all a Houston teenager needed to get through the summer was an Astroworld season pass, our local media blogger Mike McGuff and Houston Matters Zone producer and former Astroworld employee Troy Schultz. Mike, Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
As we chat, we welcome your questions, comments, and in particular, memories of Astroworld. If you're a longtime Houstonian and used to go to that theme park, we'd like to know what you remember about it. You can call us at 713-440-8870 or email us at talk@houstonmatters.org. And I think I want to start there. What are your earliest memories of Astroworld?
Actually, I remember going there in the, you know, it was very early 80s. I was a little kid, and it was so magical that, you know, back then they had artists, you know, drawing your caricature, and then they had all the theme lands and all the food and all the shows, and then a big fireworks event at night. So as a kid, I was totally obsessed after that first time and wanted to go back all the time.
Troy?
Yeah. I'm, around the same time, early 80s too, I remember going on the ride River of No Return, which was like this riverboat ride through a jungle and these animatronic things would jump out at you and stuff. And then later on in junior high, having an Astroworld season pass and my mother just dropping me and my friends off there for the whole day with a little spending money in my pocket and, you know, telling us where to come, you know, to pick us up later on in the day.
So, and that's very important because I think a lot of kids got their first taste of freedom in Houston at Astroworld in that way. When you're about middle school age, your parents felt safe enough to drop off a couple of you and let you spend a few hours there during the day. And it was like, wow, I'm actually, you know, by myself somewhere in this cool place without my parents, you know, kind of like learning how to be an adult and interact with people.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned one of the rides. Are there others that stick out in your mind?
Oh yeah, the Texas Cyclone, of course, you know, this great rickety roller coaster kind of modeled after the Coney Island cyclone. Also Grease Lightning was one of my favorite rides. You could get there early in the morning, and before the crowds got there, you could ride that over and over again without really waiting in line. That was one of my favorite rides there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You'd run to the back of the park to Grease Lightning like as fast as you could, and then you would just get in line and ride it and then get back in line. Mm-hmm. And the Cyclone, you had to ride in the back seat because that actually was the most jarring part of the ride. And you'd really be shaking in that. But, you know, as like a middle schooler, that was the coolest thing you could do.
Yeah.
How about concerts and shows there?
Oh, yeah. In the 80s, you know, at the height of sort of, you know, new wave electronic, I remember going to see Depeche Mode, OMD, New Order. Then the first concert I ever saw without my parents accompanying me was at Astroworld. It was Tears for Fears.
Ah, excellent. I think they're coming back around here soon.
They're going to be a concert. They're back on tour.
Yeah. The funny thing about the concerts is I don't think I actually ever attended one, but the funniest thing is my wife was at a D-Light show in 1989, obviously way before I knew her, and I was outside that D-Light show contemplating on going in. So that was my joke with her, is like fate was bringing us together at Astroworld years before I ever met her.
And Troy, I mentioned it. You worked at Astroworld one summer. What'd you do?
Yes. Summer of 1989, I worked crowd control at a few places in the park. So we had the lagoon where there was the diving show, and then the Horizons Theater, which was like this domed theater where you lay on the floor and look up at the film is projected onto the dome, and it made you feel like you were on a roller coaster or driving through the streets of San Francisco or something. And then they had another theater where they actually had shows. And that year it was these acrobats from China. And working there was more like being a theater usher, actually. But
and that dome theater was perfect when you were burning hot in the sun. You would go and lay down and it'd be like the AC place to cool off.
Yeah. My job at that place was they gave me a flashlight and I was supposed to look around and try to catch people getting a little intimate. Which always felt I felt guilty doing because it was like betraying my tribe as a teenager, you know.
Aside from that last part, I was going to say good training for, you know, producing Houston Matters, but that part maybe not so much. This is Houston Matters. I'm Craig Cohen. We're talking with Houston area media blogger Mike McGuff and Houston Matters producer and former Astroworld employee Troy Schultz about their memories of Astroworld. We welcome yours as well at talk@houstonmatters.org or 713-440-8870. And let's go to Shelley in Bear Creek. Shelley, what are your Astroworld memories?
Good morning. I worked out there between 73 and 76, and I think my favorite one was the rumor that Judge Hoffines used to come and ride the train at night after the park closed. There was that train that went all the way around the park, and he would come out and ride the train after the park closed.
Okay. Love it. Thanks for sharing.
See, I want to believe that's true. I really do.
I wonder, this has me thinking about some of our current and more recent former elected officials and whether or not they'd be inclined to do something similar if we had a theme park here. I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's great, though. Houston is now the nation's largest market without a major theme park. What gives?
Well, you know, I would have thought one was going to open up. That was always the rumor. Oh, there's going to be – everyone always thinks Disney's coming here and opening something up. That's the social media rumor. Or there was one in New Caney that they were talking about opening up. I think if there was going to be one opening up, it would have opened up by now. I think we're lucky to have what Tillman Fertitta has given us in Galveston and in Kima because at this point, I guess it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I guess I should point out a few things. One, you mentioned New Caney. They do have the Big Rivers Water Park there. There's Hurricane Harbor Splashtown in spring. Galveston has its Pleasure Pier. So there are some smaller scale regional options, but nothing on the scale either of Astroworld or the other major theme parks that you tend to see in most big cities somewhere.
Yeah, and Galveston even has the Schlitterbahn. I mean, maybe water parks just seem to do better in this part of Texas. It could just be financial, too. I mean, a park developer might look at what happened with Astroworld and say, I don't know if we're willing to make that gamble on another park down there. So it's a little bit of a mystery. The mayor back in 2019 sort of made it seem like there was possibly a deal in the works in 2020. He appointed a theme park task force to try to make that happen. And then the pandemic hit. And so that kind of fell to the side. And I know he said that in future administrations, he hopes that, you know, that will be pursued again, the idea of a theme park here.
I almost wonder if we're just past that point in time and, you know, look at how the kids don't even play with toys as much anymore. They're always on screens.
Yeah.
And now we have these new interactive, you know, inside locations like, you know, Meow Wolf is coming and different ones like that, that maybe that's the new theme park. I don't know. I wonder.
That's an interesting point because it's something we were just talking about recently on the show, the development of these more indoor experiential things. Now, in some cases, they're a little more upscale, and it's, you know, if you want to go to Top Golf, you got to kind of have a larger group and a lot of people, or there's a variation on that that's a baseball variation out in Katy and so forth. I don't know. Is that replacing the theme park? Doesn't seem to be in other cities necessarily.
Yeah. It's kind of a little bit of a mystery, and And but apparently the theme park industry thinks that it will work down here, and they seem to, and in fact the theme park industry seems to be growing right now because people post pandemic want to get back out and go to places like theme parks. So
Mike, do you think it hinders Houston's chances of seeing one developed here, that there are other theme park options in Dallas and San Antonio, and they're within a day's drive, so there are a lot of Houstonians who might take that day trip?
Absolutely, because I swore I'd never go back to a Six Flags theme park after they shut down Astroworld. And then I gave in when we had kids and we went to Fiesta Texas. And I will say there were a ton of Houston hats and T-shirts there. And I thought, okay, well, I'm not the only one that has come up here to San Antonio to get on a ride once in a while. So, yes, I think that probably – and that's what they were counting on, too, I think, when they closed it down, that it would only help Six Flags Over Texas and Fiesta Texas.
Let's go next to Brittany in Rocher. And Brittany, what's your memory of Astroworld?
Yes. Hi. My – as an educator now, like my favorite, memory – is going to Astroworld as a little choir nerd. I've sang in choirs all my life to do performances there. I always remember Astroworld being very welcoming to school groups who wanted to do that. And then one time we had a little choir festival there, and they shut down the entire park and comped all our tickets, which was really cool. And then I don't think anybody's brought up the really cool holiday celebrations they used to have with Fright Fest and Holiday in the Park. That just completely transformed the park like with a completely different theme and different attractions. I just always felt like there was a lot of versatility there, and we need another theme park in Houston.
All right. Thanks very much for the call, and we'll talk about it. Let's talk about the holiday celebrations. Mm-hmm. Were you working there when one of those holidays rolled around or no?
I was not working there by the time that Fright Fest. It was just for the summer.
But did you ever attend it?
No, actually, I've never gone to the Fright Fest. I think Mike has, though.
Yeah, one of my first dates in high school was at Fright Fest. And yeah, it was incredible how they totally rethemed it. And some years I had always heard that it got too scary early on. I think they kind of made it more family friendly after a while. But yeah, I remember all the kids at school talking about that, you know, after the weekend.
Another listener writes, I was only a kid when Astroworld was around and I lived in Galveston. My elementary and middle school and maybe high school always had an end of year school trip to Astroworld. My parents are first generation Vietnamese immigrants that worked 8 out of 7 days of the week. So trips like this was never going to happen. School was my only way to go as a kid. By the time I was an adult, it was gone. Fun fact, I didn't know it was called Six Flags Astroworld until after it was closed. Mm. So I guess there are a lot of folks who didn't even make the connection to Six Flags.
Yeah.
That's another piece of this, which is, was it that it wasn't working, or was it just not working for Six Flags when it closed in 2005?
Well, I think that when it closed, like we said, that the attendance had been dwindling. I think it had dropped down to like a number 28 as far as attendance for a park of its size in the country. And I think that Six Flags just felt like financially they could do better. They could make more money if they just sold it. And I know that there maybe was a little bit of a dispute with the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, or what was then Reliant Park.
And that's who owns the land that it was on now, right?
Yes, correct.
Has there been any discussion from the rodeo about doing anything different with that space?
It's really just spill-off parking right now for like what? 3 weeks out of the year,
that's
something
it.
Mike
yeah.
and I
that,
were
that's
talking
all
about
it is.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which it could theoretically still be if you were to put a theme park in there. There'd still have to be plenty of parking for it, right? And
but it's just a weird place now to put a park, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I don't know if the cost to actually, you know, buy it back for a company would be too high now, but it's a painful reminder, definitely, to drive down 610 and see it all the time empty, you know, especially right now as we're talking about it during the summer when everyone would be there. It would be maybe different if something else had got in there. But just seeing an empty field is definitely a painful reminder. I have heard a lot of people say that.
I wonder if it's more likely that some future development would be more likely to occur out in a suburb somewhere,
the
Woodlands or Sugarland or Katy or something like that, places where we're seeing a lot of expansion.
Yeah, I would think so, probably.
Less expensive, I would imagine, to do that.
Mike, do you think we will see a new major theme park on the scale of Astroworld here in Houston, let's say sometime in the next 10 to 20 years? I know it's speculation, but...
I always had a lot of hope, but like I said, if you know, now that it's been this many years later, I question whether that will ever happen. I hate to give up, but I kind of am giving up at this point.
Yeah, you know, and it makes me a little sad to know that maybe it's just not going to happen. I mean, when I think back to summers, you know, as a teenager and what that experience was, you know, being a teenager, I'm wondering if teenagers these days have that same outlet, you know?
Well, and that also gets back to this is something that comes up in every community in America, maybe around the world. That there is something that used to be there that isn't there anymore. It may not have been a theme park, but it was something, and that people get very sort of romantic and long for. And it's more about maybe the connection to childhood versus sure. the thing itself.
Right.
Well, there was a meme going around during the pandemic that said, "Houstonians will never get over losing the Oilers, Astroworld, or KLOL. It's why we drive angry." And I remember that was getting a lot of likes. So, yes, it's always about the memory of the youth, I think, definitely. Yeah.
Mike McGuff blogs about media here in the Houston area. Troy Schultz is a producer with Houston Matters. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.